community conversations are underway in the Murraylands to feed into the Murraylands and Riverland plan. It's an extraordinary collaborative effort with everyday people involved in sharing their stories and thoughts about the future of the region's resilience. It's all the way through to March this year. Sean Harris, project lead, joins me now. Hi, Sean.
Good morning, Jane.
So you're asking people to essentially sit down, get some mates together, get some workmates together or community group people and have a cuppa and go through a few points about the future and resilience in the community?
That's right. So we started with a small sample of diverse people in the region, about 28 people. We went out and we had in-depth interviews with those people. They were selected from about 120 nominations. And they were the most diverse people we could find in the region. And we call them not the usual suspects, people we don't normally hear from or talk to. What we're doing now and through till March 22 is we're asking people to go out and have a conversation about what we've heard from those interviewees, what those people have told us. And we really want to test that in a broader way. So we started in a small sample size. We're now broadening that out to the region. So we're asking people to go out, connect with your friends, family, workmates, colleagues, sporting groups, clubs, artistic groups, committees, whoever you're connected to in the region, sit down and have a conversation about what it would mean to develop or be part of a regional, an endurance regional resilience system.
What kind of feedback is most useful to you in the project?
Well, what we believe is we just want to listen to hear what people have to say about what they want the region to be. So what does it actually mean for us to have an enduring system of regional resilience? What are those things that we need? Who are we? How can we advocate for what we need and how can we actually go out and get it? And it's really interesting in that process that one of the early things we've heard is people are telling us we want the region to be strong and adaptable. So we want to be strong and adaptable. Now, the project will actually try and discover and uncover what that means through the next processes and the next delivery stages of the project. But that's a strong emerging theme that's come out of what people are saying to us at the moment. So your feedback is very important. We need to actually hear from people in the community. We need to hear what's going on in your world, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and we want to know what it really means for us to have some sort of enduring system going forward.
So that could potentially feed into, you know, your advocacy with governments and other groups and potential grant opportunities and events and things like that?
That's right. Mm. So if we strengthen that regional voice, we can actually advocate for what we need and we can make sure when we receive funding or funding is available to us, we can actually make sure it's targeted for maximum effect in the region. It actually goes where it needs to go and it impacts on the people it needs to impact on. So that's why it's so important that regional voice is strong in the MR plan. So, and it's the basis of what we're trying to do. So, and in doing that process, it's actually really looking at that whole planning process itself. So it's putting the community voice first and it's making sure that community voice is the strongest part of how we develop and write the actual plan.
Sean Harris is with me, project lead with Community Conversations, is also with RDA, Murraylands and Riverland. So with all of these people, how do you avoid the too many cooks in the kitchen sort of scenario, you know, doing something so collaborative?
Yeah, it's a challenge, and it's a challenge for the project. But as I keep saying, it's so important for that voice to come through. So really at the moment, there can't be too many cooks. You know, right now, trying to get that sample size across the region, so we actually listen and understand to as many people as possible.
And then I suppose you'd kind of like break down themes and common responses and things that people want and that sort of thing.
That's right. So, So in receiving that information, what we will do that, there'll be categories and themes that come out of that and they will form part of what we hope will be in the plan going forward. And in doing that, that has come from community. It has come from the people of the region. So, and that is a very important part of how we would develop the plan and the themes and categories that might be part of that plan going forward. And right now, we actually don't know that. So that's what we're trying to find out. We're trying to get those voices out, trying to listen to those people to see if we can actually develop that part of the plan.
And then this is all kind of culminating towards the regional summit, and that'll be a big discussion again, won't it?
That's right. We are running our community conversation process and we're running that through to March 22. So we're encouraging people to get on, have those conversations. We've had about 40 of those conversations already happen in the region. We've reached about 200 people in that process. But in the meantime, on February 18, we're going to actually run what we're calling our regional summit. So it's very much the halfway point of the project. And this is where we'll bring people together, community people together, we'll bring regional leaders together, and we'll sit down and understand what we know so far, what's already existing out there, and how can we bring that together and start to understand the themes and categories that might be part of the plan going forward. And then from that regional summit, there'll be a next process, which will be what we're calling our interest panels. What we're hoping to do there is to recruit local people to come in, be part of the interest panels, and this is where those themes and categories for the plan will be drawn out, and people will actually get the opportunity to write and draft parts of the plan around those themes and categories. So that will probably run through April and May, and by the end of that interest panel process, we look to be drafting a plan ready for submission by the end of June 2022. So we're at the halfway point. We really want people to come in, have those community conversations. We want that to continue through March. We really want you to jump on and register for the regional summit, which is happening on February 18. So once again, you can go to the website. The invitation's there. You can click on and register, be part of the regional summit, be part of understanding what we know so far and contribute to what's happening next. And then we really want you to be part of forming interest panels and then work towards that enduring regional system of resilience.
Excellent. Sounds great. Well, thank you so much for your time today and all the best with the project, Sean Harris.
Thanks, Jenny. Thanks for your interest, and it was great to talk to you.